Good morning. I am not the Reverend Lisa Bovee Cooper. I am, however, standing in for her as she is ill. She has both the flu and COVID. So I heard from her this morning. She seems to be holding her own, quarantined and well taken care of. I am Paula Gribble. Pronouns are she and her, and I am your director of Lifespan Religious Education. Challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. This is our November Community Sunday, in which we have an abbreviated service followed by engaging activities for all ages that you are invited to participate in following this service. We will describe these activities in a few moments. Welcome to all of you on the live stream and in the room, and we are pleased to have guests with us in the room as well or participating virtually. I encourage you, if you are here for the first time, to reach out to our Director of Member Relations, Kelly Green. Her email and photo are on the screen. We have large print orders of service, personal hearing devices, and an elevator available. There is also a hearing loop in our alternate worship space, the Bernstein Room. We have coloring pages and fidgets for all ages in the vestibule, if that is useful for you, all of you as well, or any of your children. We have a few announcements this morning, beginning with an announcement from the ministerial search team.
Good morning, I'm Barry Arid. I'm a member of the minister search team. My pronouns are he, him. The search team wants you to know that you have now less than 2 weeks to go to sign up for an educational workshop that we are offering on Saturday, December 2nd. It's called Beyond Categorical Thinking. And it runs 3 hours and it focuses on biases we all have, both conscious and unconscious, around identities that our next minister may hold, identities such as gender, sexuality, disability, and so forth. The program will be offered from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Freeman Hall and on Zoom. The search team will provide snacks, but you have to be here to get the snacks. We're not doing DoorDash, okay? More details and a link to register are in this week's Currents and, handily, in our order of service with a convenient QR code. So everyone is invited, especially our people in leadership, and I am looking at you, members of the Board of Trustees. Thank you.
Some other announcements for today. If you get a chance, grab some goodies that are at the Open Door School Bake Sale, which is happening in Freeman Hall today during coffee hour. If you want to learn more about the congregation and meet other newcomers, and you're new here, you are welcome to come to the new to UUCC gathering after the service today downstairs in the conference room. Chip Dickerson will be our presenter during Credo this morning, starting at 11:30 in Bernstein. And on Thursday, November 23rd at 2 p.m., we are having a Thanksgiving potluck here at UUCC. You can bring yourself, family members, friends, and food to share. Again, a warm welcome to each and every one of you, whether you're here in person or joining via live stream, whether today is your very first or your thousandth Sunday in our midst, we are stronger because you are with us. We are one people of many beliefs, origins, identities, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved, and it is good to be together. And now I invite you to take a deep breath and settle in as our service begins. If you will please rise in body or spirit, we will sing our opening song. It's number 1010 in the Teal Hymnal, and the words will be on the screen.
Thank you.
May we light our chalice this morning with these words. Grateful for the earth that produces the food we eat. Grateful for the hands that grow it, tend it, deliver it, and prepare it. Grateful for the warmth of the sun and shelter from the cold. Grateful for those who work to heal our sickness. Grateful for our families, our friends, even though we may find ourselves apart this time of year. Grateful for another and the opportunity to begin again in love, to address our differences and mend our relationships. Grateful for the gift of life itself. We are grateful.
Good morning. My name is Randy Whitt, a longtime member here, and I'm here to talk to you briefly about the MET, Memorial Endowment Trust, and I know now you're very excited about hearing more about the endowment. I'm one of several trustees from the church of the MET. The others are Tom Nunningcamp, Mary Ann Hendricks, Ellen Holliday, Rita Heath Singer, Karen Parker, and our staff liaison, Alicia, who you all know. Many, many moons ago, some foresighted folks at what was then the Unitarian Church of Charlotte formed an endowment fund to help ensure the long-term viability of the UUCC. They, like us, love what we had created here and how we're just a little bit different, but care about all people and the earth, and we care about what we believe and support. The MET provides a perpetual, prudently managed fund for generous legacy giving to support the UUCC, its present and future members, and its liberal religious mission. The MET is funded by you through any regular giving or bequests that you've made to the MET. MET funds are totally separate from the operating fund. We're a totally separate trust, and the funds are managed separately from our operating fund. It's been around for over 40 years, and I know we don't talk about money much, but we have accumulated right at $1 million in our endowment fund now. We decided about 8 years ago that we were going to give some of this accumulated value in our endowment back to the church. Things that you don't notice so much except how this place gets improved little by little is different groups within the church request funds, and we support them up to 5% of the value of the funds. So that's about $40,000 to $50,000 a year we've been continuing to give back to the UUCC that wouldn't be funded through the normal operating budget every year. So Any of those trustees that I mentioned and were listed on the website can give you more information how you can become a member of a legacy society. And those are members who've decided to give some of their estate to the endowment. But it's very simple to promise money to the MET without any complicated estate plan. You can just tell your broker, I want to give 10% of my value, my IRA, or whatever. or you can get a life insurance policy. So contact any of the MET trustees to learn how you can make additional commitment or how you can give a gift, any day to recognize members of the UUCC. You don't have to wait until you die. You can do it now. So you could give to recognize anyone that you feel is appropriate. You can give a gift today to show you appreciate John, Paul. You can give a gift to anyone, for anyone. So after you paid your regular pledge, bought your Christmas presents, paid your property taxes, and if you have any money left over, the MET will be glad to contribute and help the UUCC.
Thank you so much. The endowment is a very critical part of the congregation and how it carries forward. I offer this reading, "For All That Is Good in Our Lives," by Deborah Hafner. They were inspired by the words of Meister Eckhart, who said, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough." I will need your help with the words. You will say thank you when I indicate to you. May we whisper thank you for all the good in our lives.
Thank you.
May we shout thank you for the abundance of blessings.
Thank you.
May we feel thanks. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Deep within our hearts and around us right now. May we be thankful down to our bones for this time together. May we take a time to feed each other, take care of each other, appreciate and trust each other, and say,
thank you.
It is the only prayer we'll ever need.
Okay, kids.
Thank you.
all I needed today. Please join me in a time of contemplation or prayer. I invite you to breathe deeply. Be present to the spirit of life which is in us and through us and around us, to those human connections that give us strength when we struggle and celebrate when we are joyful. The gathered community hears and holds both difficulty and ease as we honor the experiences that make each of us who we are. Today we send love and support to Bob and Jane Gorman as Bob deals with recent health issues. We send our love to Reverend Lisa as she is in recovery of COVID and the flu. And tomorrow, November 20th, is Transgender Day of Remembrance, which honors the memory of transgender people whose lives were lost in acts of anti-trans violence. Let us hold our trans siblings in our hearts. And now, please join me in a moment of silence as we honor all the concerns shared and those that remain in our hearts. Amen. In a moment, we will receive today's offering. You will be able to see ways to give on the slides, and we are so grateful to our members who pledge their generous financial support and make regular contributions to sustain the work of our congregation. As the offering music plays, you are also invited to come forward and light a candle honoring a milestone, concern, or celebration. This morning's offering will be gratefully received.
Thank you.
At the conclusion of the service in a few moments, you will be invited to participate in one of our Community Sunday sessions. For those of you who are new, this is something that we do on the third Sundays of the month, except for December, when we will not, but other third Sundays, including today. Listed on the screen now are the options for today, and they will be listed again at the end of the service. The sessions this morning are Size Up Your Family's Climate Group Blueprint, and that is in the Bernstein Room. Who Do You Need to Thank? Create Gratitude Cards in Freeman Hall. Deepen Your Connection in 1 Minute, 1 Minute Drawing of a Stranger in Priestley. And a discussion of the UUA's Article 2 Change Process with me in here in the sanctuary. And for those of you who don't know, Article 2 is where currently our principles and sources live in the UUA bylaws, and there's a change process going on now. As a welcoming community, we want to know who is visiting us this morning. If you are visiting, feel free to raise your arm and keep it up for a moment so people can see you. Welcome. We hope that all are welcome and encouraged to join us for coffee and conversation in Freeman Hall across the vestibule following Community Sunday. Our service is now ending. Please join me in reading the words on the screen for our chalice extinguishing. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire. And now, will you rise in body or spirit and join me in singing our closing song? When this closing song ends, you're invited to go forth to your chosen Community Sunday activities. Let us enjoy singing the first and third verse of For the Beauty of the Earth.